the number that talks about all life flows in. But if only we realized that, then none of these things would have any traction in our life. But the fact that it does have traction in our life means that we don't recognize that it's flowing in. We take it to be ourselves. And so the teaching is that the proprium is nothing but evil and falsity, because it's formed around a false idea. The Lord can't flow into that. He can't flow into the idea that I have life in myself, because if I believe that, that belief means that I am God, because God alone has life. So there's a superstructure that gets built up around that idea. And what this work is about is seeing that dismantled, not completely all at once, but gradually, as we come to see that what the writings say concerning the proprium is actually true. That's what we have to come to see, that what they say of the proprium is true and what they say of the Lord is true. And it takes a long time for us to trust that that is the case, because we have built up our lives believing in a self, which really is only offered to transition us. It's not the thing that is to remain. The Lord has a self for us, which is grounded in what is needed in the grand man. So that's what is trying to break through. And the actual Joseph story is about that. Like, the Joseph story is about dealing with the sensory level and the corporeal level. This is the Lord descending into. So in logopraxis, what we would talk about is the word being glorified in us. So as the Lord descends, or as our understanding of spiritual things, those principles start to impact on the structures of our more exterior mind, they have to be adjusted and dismantled and reconfigured in a way that is able to carry what is of the Lord more completely. So the Lord as the neighbor is the one who is hungry, thirsty, a stranger in us. And if you look at Joseph, a lot of those things characterize it. Like, he's rendered naked. He's a stranger in a strange land. So you've got those elements. In the end, he is the one who feeds the world, feeds the hungry. So it's kind of like this culmination, but not before he has suffered thirst and hunger through the experiences of the pits and we've already read about. But all the aspects of the neighbor, of course, is the Lord seeking to become established in us, because what the Lord hungers for is our salvation. That's what he hungers for. And so when we hunger for what is good, or we thirst for what is true, it's the Lord in us that gives us that hunger and thirst as if it's our own, so that we will seek out what is of the word, and the principle of doing that as of self comes in then. So we very much feel it is us doing the choosing and the seeking and all of that. But in actual fact, it's only possible because of the Lord's presence in us. If it wasn't there, we have no inclination in ourselves to seek what is of the Lord. There's nothing in us that in that proprial self that desires anything of the Lord. It doesn't want the Lord to rule. It's the last thing it wants, but it will give the impression that it does. And that's where it gets a bit obscure and difficult to navigate. But that's just part of what it's about.